Don't got a long one. But I think this needs to be said, and I may make this a series. I mean, this is something that, like, I thought was pretty evident to myself as a parent, but I'm a dad. I'm a present dad. And this isn't me bragging, but, like, I'm a dad who is present, right? I'm a present. I try to prioritize my kids. In fact, I butt heads with my significant other because I hold the view that our whatever the fuck we want, our leisure, our relaxation, our happiness, are to priorities when we have small children. And one of my kids is almost a teenager, but I don't know why this needs to be said, but I think it needs to be said. Once you have children, not only is your happiness not a priority in your house, it should be in your household, your happiness isn't a priority. Now, that does not mean you can't pursue it. But one of the things you see with, like, divorces and whatnot is this whole irreconcilable differences thing, meaning, I mean, I conclude that somebody is putting their happiness ahead of the household. And this conflict has arose in my own home, so I'm not special, but it's typical. It's typical of every conflict within a family. And again, I'm trying, I'll stay away from, like, I guess you would, what you would call sexism here, but if you know, you know whose happiness is the thread from which the entire household can be destroyed. Let's be real. It ain't the man's. Let's just be 100% honest. And so there's two issues here with people with kids that I see. And the first one is that your individual happiness is some type of priority and we need to chase it on a daily basis. Like, here's the crazy thing, right? A good provider for a home is necessary for the kids. That's one of the things that's like, it blows my mind that a good provider is sought after to chase the mother's happiness. The mother's satisfaction, happiness, material, collection of material possessions, vacations, the way the mom can look on Instagram or social media or run a fucking YouTube page about how she's a fucking queen or princess and living this, like, glamorous life. That is a bigger priority than how the fucking kids live. Online. Perceptually. But fuck that. That's reality. At least in America. Like, I've been overseas, and you know what? One thing I'll give, Japan doesn't have a high birth rate. They're not necessarily known for loving marriages. As a matter of fact, I saw that the rate of sex between a husband and a wife in Japan is, like, the lowest on the globe. But the one thing I'll give them, I will give them this. When they are children, they will just, I'm not going to call it misery. They are very, what's it called? Pragmatic in putting themselves aside to just get those kids raised. Now, that does not mean, you know, you have these well-adjusted people, because I think there's a very almost forced stoicism there. You have to live in Japan. Like, visiting Japan is one thing. Obsessing over anime and the culture is another thing. And I've done three. I've like anime. I've lived in Japan. I've visited all over Japan. So it's like living and visiting. Visiting almost doesn't count. Knowing about the culture through anime and entertainment doesn't really count. Living there, like, I lived there for a decade. And I love it. I fucking love it. They have flaws like America. Every culture has its flaws and positives, right? But here's the thing that I'm like, that is acceptable. I hate to say it, but like, it's like cheating. I don't even want to call it acceptable. But when you have such like a low prioritization of sex because they're so fucking stoic. I heard, because I've asked this question to like couples there, or at least the man. And some women I've asked some Japanese women this, and typically the way it was explained to me by both, and I'll combine the women will say that the men aren't fucking romantic at all, and I get that, like, you've got to kind of reach across if you're in a marriage to your wife and build that suspense and attraction and create those moments, even if it's you know, like, women don't like in bed, laying in bed next to you, you roll over and just kind of jump on them. You know, you kind of got to build. I get that they want something built into it. And in Asia, they already deal with such a stoic culture. So the woman for intimacy may want a little bit more from their husbands. Got it. 100%. A lot of the men are very, 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 very proud, even though they'll hide it through their stoicism, that they don't want to kind of capitulate and reach across to their spouses. And that's why you have that crazy rate of sex where it's like 2 times a year, the average Japanese married man. Wow. And then here's the thing, like, the woman may go get her needs met outside of her marriage, but the man is free to visit a massage, you know, what you call them, like a brothel, massage parlor, etc. They have, I don't even want to call it legal, but like, they have a places all over, you know, you can go get whatever service you may need. And it could be like a chick dressed up as like a maid, cat cafes. The reason those little like cat girl cafes are hard to find because they're in the red light district of like, you know, an Osaka or a Tokyo or anything like that. Now, I'm not going to confirm or deny. I'm not going to confirm that I know what that is. I've seen them. I have seen them, but I'm not going to confirm that I've used any of these services. No. But, you know, a guy, well, for example, in America, if a husband is, you know, getting sex twice a year, or the woman barely touches him, barely gives him any intimacy. In America, a woman's like, oh, if you're seeing, you know, working girls, for lack of better terms, the marriage is over. In Japan, that's the one thing where the women will kind of tolerate it. And I'm not saying, should women tolerate cheating? If you're going to sexually starve your man out and fuck other men, yes. Because here's the thing, like, a lot of American women have guys on the back burner, they're fucking other dudes behind their husband's back, but the minute their man may want some intimacy and some other woman fucking offers it up for $150, then the woman, like, American woman will have a fucking massive issue with it. And I'm just like, you guys are such hypocrites. But again, I kind of didn't want to get into the sexism thing. So back to what I was talking about. So, people with kids, you can be happy, but you should prioritize your children. Your children are your number one. Like, your number one needs to be your household. The household as a whole and the children. Like, here's my beef with gynocentrism. I'll just say this. It's not, I don't dislike an entire gender. It's irrational to dislike people because of their gender. In fact, I find them beautiful. I think they're beautiful. I think their insight on the world, their perspectives are fucking very needed. I think the way that they approach things is supposed to be the complement to men. They are the complement to men. They're a woman's touch perspective, not physical touch for sex, but things need a woman's touch when it comes to architecture or anything like that. Like, they are very necessary and needed in society. It's just like this whole, I don't need you, you ain't shit, what do we need them for? Blah, blah. There's this like visceral hatred of men when I can clearly acknowledge that we as a society need women. Like, it's a stupid thing to deny that. But they won't acknowledge that men are a part of society too and are needed as human beings too. Like, what the fuck? But, you know, neither here nor there. You can, as a parent, here's my trick, I guess. I have little things that make me happy. I get my, whenever I can squeeze that in there, I'll get my hour and 20 minutes into the gym. I'll get my, you know, hour of gaming in. In fact, I play Fortnite with my kid, my oldest kid. So I get my gaming in. It's nothing excessive. I try to squeeze in an hour there, here and there, blah, blah, blah. But I haven't prioritized my happiness. Like, I'm not the priority. Whereas I know many a household, there'll be, like, some people will have 3 kids. Some couples will have 2 or 3 kids. I have 2. And if you look at it, you have a household of 5 individuals. 5. Maybe 6 if you count the pets. 6 or 7. There are people with pets, multiple kids, like 3 kids, right? The only person whose happiness will result in the breaking up of that whole situation where there's 6 or 7 lives inside of one roof is the woman. And that's a problem. That's a fucking problem. Who cares about her happiness if six people are fucking happy? I mean, six people and the pets are good. If the pets are good, and the kids are good, and the husband's like... I mean, again, when a woman's unhappy, when the wife is quote-unquote unhappy, that doesn't mean the husband is skimming across rainbows on a fucking cloud surfboard. He's probably in your same boat. A lot of women don't realize that their husband's probably in the same boat as they are. But, you know, neither here nor there. Your happiness is not a priority when you're married. Sorry. Or you have children and a relationship if you're not married. But let's just talk about marriages. Your happiness is at the bottom of the priority list. And number two, for the single people with kids, you aren't entitled to a childless person. Men too. Single women with kids and single men with kids, y'all are for one another. Period. And you know what? Some guys with kids, but I would prefer a woman with kids, and if they could pull them, that's a market, like, I don't want to say correction, but that's just like, if you have the market and the pull and the sway to do so, fine. But women, female game is so contingent upon shame that I would say it's more negative. I'm trying to not be biased because I'm a man and it seems like it's that. But, like, so much of quote-unquote pulling a childless man into whatever situation a chick with kids is pulling them into, it's like, I don't say manipulative. I don't understand the simpage, because here's the crazy thing. Men will swear all up and down that they are fine with it. Childless men, that they are all about it. But I'm like, in this economy, in this crazy gynocentric world where family courts can establish paternity for you and some other dude's kids, and now all of a sudden you're on the hook for some other dude's kids? Like, it's just wild. It is a bad bet. And I'm like, just go get you a woman without kids. Make your own kids. I mean, honestly, the state of relationships is so broken today. I don't know. This is just where we are as a culture and people. All right, fine. But it doesn't seem to be working very well. Like, the hatred is just so high. I don't know where this is going positively. At least America. You know what's crazy? I'm speaking on this. But I'm like, this. I sit back here. I live overseas. I'm an American expatriate. And I'm like, a lot of this shit is a y'all problem. Y'all enjoy that shit. Y'all enjoy them overinflated fucking cost of living prices and mortgages that are so bad that most people are just going to end up renting for the rest of their life. But rent is so bad that fucking... many a thing that people typically used to enjoy on above average incomes is no longer accessible. And women are still getting sex. And the number of these handsome six-figure guys aren't very high. No matter what people will like to say, like, getting out there and making six figures is not fucking easy. Like, I had to combine a military retirement and a whole other career. Because military retirement, in one way or another, just pays you an average income. Maybe above average income. Average income is 30K. Like, you can make 45 to 65. If you're a retired E7, now granted, you would have had to give up 24 years of your life. But a retired E7 or higher, or a retired officer, shit. Retired officer, talking 7K a month just on your retirement income. And that's with full VA. Most people don't get full VA, so that's the thing. But let's say you get 2K from the VA, another 3 or 4, or another 2 or 3 from your quote unquote retirement because you made X, Y, and Z rank. That plus, you know, another 40, 50K job. now you're in the six-figure range. So that's what pushed me over, honestly, to the six-figure range. Plus, the GI Bill was paying me BAH. But I'm not, you know, Idris Elba. I'm not a supermodel, right? Because women kind of have this ridiculous expectation that men are like creative characters in a video game. Like, I can make him. It's a triangle. Looks, money, personality. It's a triangle. You cannot have a circle. You could have a square. But that triangle is going to be obtuse, meaning some points will be shorter than the other points of the three. But a woman wants to take it in a circle, where a circle would mean that all those stats are all maxed out, right? You aren't going to find a person who's fully maxed out on everything. So, either or, people are going to be delulu no matter what. So, let them be delulu. That's on them. Delulu Lemon. I would change that fucking name of that store to Delulu. Anyway, point is, you got kids. Prioritize them. Like, why the fuck are we so worried about how happy, particularly the mother is, but, like, why are we so fucking hyper-concerned about a woman being fucking happy when they're, like, the hardest people to make happy? Like, it's harder, it's easier to make feral lions happy than it is a woman, especially a Western woman. I don't know. That is something, I think, for a deep examination another day. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.